everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and I'm joined by Augie, as per usual, my sidekick, the brains behind the operation, the composer of the chaos. Yeah, you've heard it all before. But guess where Augie is today? Yeah, I'm stuck in the dungeon, as per usual, but Augie's managed to get himself a little gig on the African continent. Yes, that beautiful spot, lions, tigers, and now little Armenians with beards getting massages from the locals. Yeah, probably. So we're going to kick off with probably one of the most retarded scenarios that anybody could have predicted, right? The bamboozlement of the century. Whatever happened to the Epstein files? Yes, you know, we're all talking about it on, you know, social media, on X. I've been tweeting about it. Augie's been in my ear, this, that, and the other. And let's remind ourselves just how important the reveal for Jeffrey Epstein. Remember, Jeff, a man who had every billionaire probably in the playbook in his little black book, or Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book. And of course, what would you do? You've got probably video, audio recordings, flight logs of them coming to your pedo island, and you're arrested, you know, and you're about to face trial. And you know, all these people owe you a favor, right, Augie? You know that they're all probably indebted to you one way or the other. You're probably going to get off with it. You probably know the judge. The judge has probably just came off the island with an ice cream. And so what would you do? What would be your strategy? Yeah, you'd kill yourself, right? Yeah, right. Run the video, Augie.
Everybody in politics has a vice that's much worse than alcoholism, is the way that I put it. But we
release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
There you go, J.D. Vance. He said it, right? And he's not the only one that said it, right, Augie?
That's right, Che. A lot of them promised to release Epstein files. Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, Pam Bondi. All of these people promised to release the truth about Epstein.
Yeah, you said it, Uggs. The only two people who I know that probably aren't on it is you and me. They wouldn't let us on the island. We wouldn't pay for the ice creams. We wanted everything for free, like Uggie's getting in Africa. But let's have a look at how the tide has changed. When the big Don got his, you know, knees under the desk at the Oval Office, he suddenly changed his tune. Not because he used to hang around with Jeff quite a bit. Not because a lot of his donors used to hang around with Jeff quite a bit. Not because a lot of the big industry boys, the media people, a lot of people in AIPAC, a lot of friends of Jeff are now friends of the Don. And that is not why the big Don thinks we shouldn't be talking about this list at all. What are we talking about? We got a lot of wars to solve. On the video, Augie.
Sure. And your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency.
Uh-huh.
The former Labor Secretary, who was
next question,
Miami U.S. Attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the minute set?
Yeah, sure.
Did I just interrupt for a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years.
Sure we are.
You're asking?
Oh, yeah.
We have Texas. We have this. We have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. This creep, Ilya, maybe drop in a couple of videos or pictures of the Don hanging out with Jeff. So is the world's powerful and elites, probably the world's most powerful man, let's face it, the big Don, as they kind of distance themselves from the whole idea. What are you so worried about in the first place? You know, no smoke without fire. There's nothing happening here. Who? That creep, Epstein? Somebody interesting came out of the woodwork, right, Augie? And we're going to have a look at her view. Always ask the wife about the husband. Just don't ask mine, okay? Augie, you've got some numbers about things that absolutely never happened. Augie does this best, you know, sniffing around in the dustbins of the internet. He's found a few things that absolutely did not happen. These things did not happen. Right, Augie?
That's right, Chi. At least 80 women have not came out saying that Epstein trafficked them, and the investigators say there has been no 100 or 200 victims of the Epstein enterprise. Moreover, these girls did not say that they were 14 years old or even younger when they were trafficked to Epstein Island. And even more so, the elites like Prince Andrew or the previous Prime Minister of Israel, they definitely did not visit Epstein's Island.
Speaking of Miss Gates, Melinda, let's have a listen to what Melinda had to say about Bill's strange fascination with Jeff. Yeah, Jeff. Run the video, Augie.
You know, it was also widely reported that Bill had a friendship or business or some kind of contact with Jeffrey Epstein, and that you were not, that was very upsetting to you. Did that play a role in the divorce at all in this process?
Yeah, as I said, it's not one thing. It was many things that I did not like, that he'd had meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, no.
Yeah. You didn't like that your husband was hanging around with a voracious, famous pedophile. Go figure. Now, of course, as Bill's wife, not the first Bill's wife that's had to hear some pretty grim details. Hey, Hillary. As Bill's wife sort of lifts the lid on his fascination with Jeffrey, or maybe some of Jeffrey's 13-year-old girlfriends, someone else has come into the spotlight. You know, these people are meant to be the big reformers, right, Augie? Cash Patel, Dan Bogino, you know, even Tulsi Gabbard now, all sort of towing the line. Let's have a listen to Cash Patel, who was going to be the great hope for the FBI, remember? Back in 2023, he had one view on the Epstein files, but now in 2025, after getting a sniff of the old power powder, he seems to have changed his tune somewhat. Run the video, Augie.
Why is the FBI protecting the greatest pederast, the largest scale pederast in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list. You don't think that Bill Gates is lobbying Congress night and day to prevent the disclosure of that list? And why is it that the Senate, you know, and good for Senator Blackburn to try to get it out, but then Dick Turbin comes over the top and says, no, we're not going to release the names. I don't care about the list itself, but he released the names, right?
And I've said it, Dan Bongino said it, we've reviewed all the information and the American public is going to get as much as we can release. He killed himself. Do you think, let's play out the logical conclusion of this. Do you think that myself, Bongino, and others would participate in hiding information about Epstein's criminal activities? Or do you think we would also participate in not prosecuting people we had evidence to prosecute people on?
Yeah.
Where's the videotape of an Epstein Island of X, Y, and Z committing these frauds? Why haven't you given it to us? Do you really think I wouldn't give that to you if you insisted?
I do think that if it meant jeopardizing your vast network of billionaire donors, arms manufacturers, political influencers, tech billionaires, and maybe your boss, I do think you wouldn't give it to us, because we don't trust anybody who's involved in big power and big business, because you've proven to us, Cash, that you're full of and of course, you might remember that the cameras that were monitoring probably one of the highest value prisoners in the US penal system. Think about that. They just didn't work that night. Just by complete accident, it's all a complete mystery, right? And when the tape was released of outside of his cell, right, Augie, there was a minute of it missing. But guess what? Augie has discovered the missing minute, and we're going to release it here exclusively on the Moscow Mules. Run the video, old boy.
Footage is missing 1 minute. How convenient. Epstein case? Closed. Client list? Gone.
Ah, yes. You look, I mean, it may be metaphorical, but think about it. If you had absolutely everything to lose, Augie, right? Empires worth billions and billions of dollars, vast political influence. You lose it all if you're caught with your fingers in the pie. You know, excuse me for the pun. But, you know, you're caught on the island. We know you were there. There's a couple of little bits missing and you're just completely screwed. You're probably going to jail. Hey, Harvey Weinstein, how are you getting on? You know, maybe you would do it. Maybe you would take out the hammer and visit Jeff. What do you say, Augie?
I think, Chi, we should all collectively apologize to Jeffrey Epstein for blaming this innocent man of all these heinous crimes.
Yeah, completely agree. And you know what? Probably a good friend of the show, who likes to watch, so we hear, and we're told, Tucker Carlson, he probably said it best, right, Augie? You know, we shouldn't have stuck our noses in. We should have just kept quiet. We should have just gone along to get along. You know, yeah. Let's have a listen to what Tucker had to say. Very interesting stuff. Run the video, Augie.
I'll speak for myself. I never thought that I would be offering an apology to Jeffrey Epstein. I think of all the times I've maligned that guy, all the times I've accused him of crimes, of blackmailing people, of trafficking children to powerful figures around the world on behalf of global intel services. And then I learned yesterday from Attorney General Pam Bondi, that's totally untrue.
Yes, yeah.
The guy killed himself after 36 days in prison for no reason. He was a billionaire. Mm-hmm. He had no clients. He'd done nothing wrong other than get like naughty massages 20 years before. And the guy killed himself, another pointless death. And then his best friend, former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, doing 20 years in prison for no crime. There are no victims.
Yes, it's a victimless crime. They're obviously persecuted by the state.
Yes.
They're political prisoners, really. It's the Hague should come in and do an investigation, or we're watching one of the most systematic government cover-ups of all time.
Oh, don't say that. Whatever you do, don't say that. That's not what Augie and I believe. This is not a government cover-up to preserve the very political and financial and liberty of massive public figures in the United States of America. Israel and the UK as well. Hey, Prince Andrew. King Charles is looking a bit puffy these days. And, you know, they say we live in a post-truth era and that, you know, the major powers, finance, you know, war and politics are all basically one thing. They're all the same braids in the one plait, let's say. And maybe this next video, which is AI, of course, made up by Augie or some other, you know, geek in his bedroom. Maybe this is how the news should actually be. Maybe this would make us all feel better. Maybe if we just pretend that everything's okay, all the bad stuff will just go away. Run the video, Augie.
Breaking news about the Epstein case.
Turns out there is no client list, like, at all.
Seriously, they sure fooled me. Shapiro Steen, take it away.
At Epstein Island, it turns out all of the people that were trafficked here just didn't exist. After all, the dude isn't even alive to tell us anymore. Jenny, back to you.
We're here outside of that dude's wife's prison holding the first person ever to be convicted of trafficking to nobody. I'm here with Ghislaine, serving 20 years for having imaginary friends, thousands of Epstein victims, but zero clients. How are you?
I 100% deserve this.
True. Where's the client list?
Israel is our greatest ally. What do you think of the verdict? How about ask how much I got paid? No other comments. What do you think of this? Sometimes you have to just let that long arm of the law all the way into the back of your colon and just let it marinate, you know?
And of course, what's most interesting about this is that people thought that there would actually be change in the Oval Office, right, Augie? They thought that if the Republicans get in, Biden would be rushed out, the, you know, weapons would stop coming to Ukraine, that the Epstein list would be released, that, you know, there would be a real challenge to the waste in tax and public spending. But what's really happened? And you know what? This is about Americans. This is about Americans allowing themselves to be duped again and again and again by this uni party. Maybe Elon Musk is about to challenge it with his American party. He's gone very quiet, actually, hasn't he? But you know what? Over here in Russia, you know, there's a sense of reality about politics. Back in 2017, Vladimir Putin made it very clear that even when he became president, the permanent government tried to influence him and tell him how things work. Can you believe that? Fascinating stuff. I don't think it worked with him, but in the United States, you know, there's got to be an echo there. I can hear it. Run the video, Augie.
Знаете, я уже общался и с одним президентом США, и с другим, и с третьим. Президенты приходят и уходят, а политика не меняется. Знаете почему? Потому что очень сильна власть бюрократии. Вот человека избрали, он приходит с одними идеями, к нему приходят люди с кейсами, хорошо одетые и в темных, как у меня, костюмах, но только не с красным галстуком, а с черным или с темно-синим. И начинают объяснять, как нужно делать. И все сразу меняется, понимаете? Это происходит от одной администрации к другой. Вот что-то изменить... достаточно сложное дело. Это я говорю без всякой иронии.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. So let's face it, it looks like the old US of A has been bamboozled again. It's a favorite word this week, bamboozled. Yeah, love it. And it seems that you've been kicked in the nuts very hard in the US. There was going to be an end to the war in Ukraine. It's going to take 24 hours. There was going to be an attack on the bureaucracy, the big state. The swamp was going to be drained. Where did we hear this before? But guess what else is happening? Even as the promises are broken, and broken pretty spectacularly, we see life in good old the USA getting more and more difficult. And what's probably the best barometer in the world for the US, you know, golden dream, the life of the US, you know, the American dream, let's call it, right? What would you say it is, Og? You'd say it's the Big Mac. Where did it begin? Back in the 50s. It's been with old Uncle Sam all the way through his journey from greatness to greatness. How's it looking right now, Ogs?
That's right, Che. From 1980, the McDonald's Big Mac has grown in price from $1.6 to $8.
$8 for a Big Mac?
While decreasing in price by 40%.
Okay, so hold on. The Big Mac has gone from $1.60 to $8. But it's also shrank in size. So it's a complete crossover. It really defines the sort of the fraud of the American taxpayer, the fraud of the American dream. You're paying a lot more for a lot less, basically. Right, Augie?
Well, Che, I think it doesn't matter as long as the American elites are having fun.
Yeah. And speaking of the US elites having fun, let's have a look at Mr. Radcliffe, the CIA director, basically, you know, looking like he's about to have a wargasm when he hears that more weapons are going to be sent to Ukraine. He can barely, he looks like he's about to go off, right? Augie, run the video.
Are you planning to send more weapons to Ukraine?
We're going to send some more weapons. We have to, they have to be able to defend themselves. They're getting hit very hard now. They're getting hit very hard. We're going to have to send more weapons. Your defensive weapons, primarily, but they're getting hit very, very hard.
Ooh, that's a bit creepy, right? Wargasm. Do you like that one, Augie?
Well, gee, I hate it.
Lindsay, how are you? Happy birthday. Well, I'm not really too sure why the big discussion is going on, Augie, about weapons to Ukraine. When you have a look at what's actually happening on the streets of the United States of America, right, this is nothing new. There seems to be more weapons out there than in a, you know, a USAID-funded warehouse in Kiev. I mean, this that's going on the streets. Let's have a look at what happened in Philadelphia, right, Augie?
Well, Jay, it's a neighborhood cookout in Philadelphia that has turned into a neighborhood shootout.
So this is a family cookout, right? It turned into like something out of a video game. Now, sadly, several people were killed, a lot of people were injured. But this is happening right now on the streets of the United States of America. Guess who's in charge of those streets? Donald Trump. Guess who's in charge of justice there? Yeah, you know, the whole crew, Kash Patel, Mr. Bongino, the whole crew are obsessed with pretending their pal isn't banging children. And meanwhile, out on the street, the gangbangers are killing kids. Run the video, Augie. Absolutely crazy. What? Look at this. Wow. Man, that's just insane. That's like something out of a movie, but it's a horror movie, right, Augie? I mean, Augie, I know you've been doing some digging around and some number crunching on weapons and violence in the US. This is pretty shocking stuff, right?
In fact, Che, in Philadelphia alone, since 2025, at least 495 people have been shot and 100 of them died.
Wow. That's just insane, right? That's just crazy stuff. Of course, what's the solution? Send more weapons to Ukraine. Well, dear friends, that brings us to the end of yet another Moscow Mule's journey. And the theme this week has been about bamboozlement. Yes, I love that word, bamboozlement. And it's very apt because it seems that whoever you vote for, you're going to get the same thing. You can have any car you want once it's black, as old Henry Ford said. And it seems it's the same with the political reality, because there is no political reality, really. Augie and I have decided that there's only a financial reality, because it's the people that count the money and hand the money to the politicians to tell you the same lies to convince you to do something different when they do the same thing again and again to get more money to give to the same people, to give back to them, to tell you the same lies. It's a big show, circle jerk, merry-go-round. Remember, the Ukrainians lose more territory than the FBI lose Epstein files, and they're telling you that they're probably winning in Ukraine. Germany's going to stand with Ukraine forever. The Brits are going to stand with them for 1,000 years. All the while, there's less and less of Ukraine to argue about. Because on the ground, the Russians are eating that elephant one bite at a time. But anyway, regardless of the lies that are being told, we're here to tell you a little snippet of truth and at least point out the reality that you're getting shafted and maybe give you a giggle or two while we're at it. So from Augie and I here in the dungeons of deliberation and the basement of bad views of reality, because that's what we're here to offer you, it's goodbye. Until next week, same time, same place. Don't forget to join us. We'll see you then.